The 409 Brigade of the Uganda People's Defense Forces, UPDF, has given back to the community by spearheading a cleaning exercise in Arua City as part of the UPDF's corporate social responsibility. This initiative was among the activities lined up ahead of the 45th Tarehe Sita celebrations of February 6, 2026, a day that commemorates the beginning of the liberation struggle led by the National Resistance Army, NRA, the precursor to the UPDF. The cleaning exercise, which took place yesterday, saw UPDF soldiers working alongside various stakeholders to clean key areas of the city, including Arua Regional Referral Hospital, Arua Central Market, and the Mayor's Garden. While flagging off the Tarehe Sita activities in Arua City, Arua Resident City Commissioner, retired Major Betty Akelo Otekat, noted that the UPDF's gesture reflects the commitment to serve beyond its military duties to ensure peace.
Here today, we are also joining our counterpart, the UPDF, in ensuring that we are giving it back to the community. This is what we call civil-military activities, where we have to work together as UPDF and the civilians, as a sign of unity, as a sign of love and togetherness.
UPDF spokesperson for West Nile, Lieutenant Colonel Nasa Mene, mentioned that the activities conducted by the force meant to give back to the community as a way of building relationship.
In Arua City, we are going to have general cleanliness in two areas, Arua Referral Hospital and then Arua Main Market. And all these, we are doing it because UPDF is people's army. Where we are right today, it is because of people. That's why the UPDF is giving back to people.
The area member of parliament of Arua Central Division, Jackson Atima Lee, praised the current regime for displaying professionalism in the force that brought unity among the civilians and the army.
I am 50 years old now. I was born and I grew up in the previous regime. Uganda used not to have professional men and women in uniform. When you will see these uniforms here, the first thing you do is to take off, because the next thing is a slap, is a chain, is a bullet on you. But today, our UPDF, our men and women in uniform are very professional.
Arua City Mayor Sam Wadri Nyakua applauded the President and UPDF for maintaining peace in the region.
I am excited because President Museveni has kept this peace for the last 40 years. That's the reason we are keeping the biggest number of refugees in the Eastern and Central African region. The reason people are able to walk in the night, no one touches them except for few robbers, thieves here and there who are being managed very effectively. So I want to applaud President Museveni and the UPDF for maintaining and keeping this peace.
The health officer in charge of environment in Arua City, Albert Amandu, observed that the UPDF activities serve as a wake-up call to the general public to prioritize cleanliness and environmental conservation to minimize diseases related to hygiene.
The city is not fine. There's a lot of waste which has been thrown by unscrupulous people. So this day is going to help to keep the environment of the city clean. People should take responsibility of the waste they are generating. You know, most of these diseases we are getting because our environments are not clean. So when we have this kind of exercise, first of all, even the beauty of the city, we shall realize that the city becomes very clean, very friendly. People love to stay in a very clean city.